The reaction of the women to the angelic message, Jesus is risen, he is not here, astonishes the modern Christian. And they went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. Yet it was a natural fear, for everything changed in an instant. Where the women expected death, there was life. Over the years, the Church has prayed, Almighty God the Father, through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, you have overcome death and opened the gate of everlasting life to us. Grant that we, who celebrate with joy the day of our Lord's resurrection, may be raised from the death of sin by your life-giving Spirit. We believe the resurrection account not only because the Bible is the true and inerrant Word of God, but because the Holy Spirit has given us faith, which receives His gifts and trusts His Word. But too often, our response to the resurrection mimics the response of the women. We flee and say nothing. Let's change this. At Trinity Lutheran Church, we proclaim, publicly and clearly, that Jesus Christ died to pay the price of our sin and rose again to give us eternal life. The word of truth sounds foolish in the ears of those who demand proof, but that does not mean that Jesus did not rise from the dead. We proclaim this on the airwaves, on our website, and each Sunday at 9 a.m. as we gather together at God's invitation to receive from Him His richest blessings. May our Lord grant us faith to accept the invitation to hear His word for our eternal benefit. Amen.